The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to William Hill's Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Wednesday's racing on this edition, and you'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:20pm with Ross Briley, Craig Forsyth and Gareth Topham in the studio. A good mixture of both flat and jumps racing to look forward to on Wednesday, with Epsom and Catterick on the level. We have National Hunt Racing from Perth in the afternoon and two evening jumpers as well, Southwell and Taunton. So plenty to look ahead to. My name is Mark Walton, and joining me in the studio to look at Wednesday's action is jockey Richie McGrath. How are you, Richie?
Good, Mark. Yeah, looking forward to the racing ahead in the near future.
Yeah, good stuff. Unfortunately, Richie, you're sidelined at the moment with injury. Is that going to be a while still?
It's just I went and fractured a vertebrae in my back. I'll be off for a little bit period of time. I'm not sure how long. I've got to go and see Dr. Fagan again this week and have a look at more x-rays and go from there. But I'm up and about, walking about and that, but it's uncomfortable at times, you know.
Yeah. Does it hurt to walk about and stuff like that?
No, not when you're up and walking, but just if you're driving or doing it, and it hurts a little bit, but it's just one of them things, you know.
Yeah. Well, it's not just one of those things. You've broken your back, Richie. It's phenomenal that you're still up and about, but is there any idea of a time period when you'll be able to get back?
I'll know more after this week. I'll just know what's what and what's going on, but I've been off about 6 weeks now, and the doctor wasn't happy with it the last time he's seen it, so we just got to leave it in their capable hands. He's very, very good, and that's what they get paid for.
Yes. Okay, then. Well, good luck with that, Richie. Hopefully you'll be back riding soon.
Thanks, Mark.
Let's talk about some of the racing then, and we'll start by reflecting on Bank Holiday Monday's action in Ireland, because the big race there was the Irish Grand National, and shut the front door, coming home in front. It was well backed on the day, ended up going off 8-1 favourite, narrowly getting the better of Golden Wonder. Shershi Dunn was in there as well in third, Jamesy Hall fourth, and Folsom Blue fifth. The first time Barry Geraghty has won the Irish National. It's at his local track, and he's riding in fine form, yeah, isn't he, this season?
He is. He's having a brilliant run of it, riding the top of his game, as you touched on, the first time he won the Irish National. But he won the Stairs Hurl and more of that, and the Champion Hurl and Jet Ski, and now Shut the Front Door, all owned by the one and only JP McManus. So he's having a fantastic run of things for him. Different trainers, as we know. John Jerneal trained Shut the Front Door, and what an excellent year John Jerneal's had, training more of that to win the Stairs Hurl as well. So fair play to the O'Neill team at home. They're doing a real good job, and I'm delighted for Mr. McManus and Noreen's wife. You know, they're having a real good time, but they put so much into the sport, they deserve to get plenty back.
Yes, they're having a good season, and Jonjo O'Neill's had a good season as well, and Barry Geraghty, alongside those races you mentioned, he's won the Hennessy Gold Cup, he's won the Lexus, he's won some big races this year, hasn't he? He's in fine form. What would be the plan with Shut the Front Door if it was yours, Richie? Where would you go next?
He's a 7-year-old. He's won over this track. You just look at him long distance chases and see where you're going from there. He's a horse with a big future ahead of him. He's only 7, and he's already stayed 3 mile 5. Just if he comes out of it well and keeps going into the, into next season, well, he's a Grand National horse in the making, isn't he?
Yeah, I was about to ask you, do you think he'll make up into a national horse?
I don't see why not. He's run off 10 stone 13, so he's in a 0-150 handicap, so he's got a lot of ability, and he could be definitely a national horse.
Mm-hmm. So that was last weekend. We've got some big racing coming up this weekend as well, with the end of the season stuff at Sandown. And the good news is we're likely to see Cider Grouge as well, the champion chaser, back in action. Connection saying they're about 99% certain he'll run at Sandown.
Yeah, my favourite winner of the chat at the Cheltenham Festival was Cider Grouge. I thought he deserved it, and so did the Moore team. Jamie on board, his dad trained it, and And the whole lot of my home done a brilliant job. The horse turned up on the day, even though there was a few doubts beforehand with the ground and left-handed and all the rest, but turned up, jumped excellently, given a brilliant ride, and the best horse won on the day.
Yeah, it was a nice story behind it as well with the owners and everything as well. He won this race last year as well, so if the ground's in his favour, he needs a bit of cutting the ground, doesn't he? So
he does, but there's showers forecast around the country, and hopefully to get a belt of rain down there, and it should be fine. I'd really look forward to seeing him on the weekend, and if the ground is right and he turned up, then it'd be another big day for the Moore family.
Do you expect him to win then?
I do, definitely.
Yeah. Okay, we've also got the big end of season Gold Cup at Sandown as well, and at the moment we've got 10-1 co-favourites of 4, so that just shows how wide open it is at the moment. Berry Parade, God's Me Judge, Same Difference and Springheeled all 10-1 in the betting at the moment. Ardkilly Witness and Roalco de Farge are both 12-1, 14s-4, Burton Port, Adrian's Approach, No Secrets and Poongach, and then 16-1 or bigger prices the rest. It's always a competitive end to the season. Richie, is there anything that you like in that race?
It's a brilliant end to the season. I'm looking forward to seeing Storm Survivor. He finished second tonight in Milan over 3 mile 2 around Doncaster, and a horse that can run another big race in it is Springheeled, the Jim Colotti's. He won the Kim Muir at Cheltenham. And Jim Clotty's horses, obviously after the Gold Cup win, Mojave, are in excellent form. So it's a competitive race, as you mentioned. And Rose of the Moon, trained by Davy O'Meara, there's a few you could throw into the mix, and it'll be a real competitive day, race on the day.
Yeah, well, yes. Rose of the Moon 25-1, Storm Survivor 20s, and Springheeled 10-1 at the moment. Those are the three that Richie just picked out there. We'll get more detail on the Bet365 Gold Cup as we get closer to the day, but we're going to focus now on Wednesday's racing. Richie's picked out three races at Perth, and we'll hear his thoughts in just a moment.
William Hill Racing Radio. From the first race until the last, it's everything to give you the inside track.
Okay, on to Wednesday's racing then. Three races at Perth are what Richie has picked out, and the first of them is the 3:15, and this is the Future Champions National Hunt Novices Hurdle. It's for the Perthshire Challenge Cup, and it's over the extended 3 miles, a Class 2 handicap novices hurdle as well, and seven of them in the lineup here, and I suppose with several of them coming into this in winning form, Richie, it's quite hard to figure out.
It is hard to figure out. You need to go into maybe the official ratings and maybe the horses that are in form at the minute. And that brings to the fore for me Salcelito Sunrise. Philip Hobbs' trained horse won at Bangor last time with a double penalty, and he grounded out from, from kind of four flights out. He jumped well. And Tom O'Brien, who rode him on that day, rides him again at Perth. And he done it the hard way from the front with a double penalty, and he jumped and galloped the rest of him into submission. So he's a horse I really liked his attitude. I liked the way he jumped, and I think he's a horse could take a bit of beating.
Okay, so Salcelito Sunrise could take a bit of beating then. What would you be most worried in there?
It's the bottom horse of Donald McCain's. Sam Twiston Davis takes the ride. He's a grand sort of a horse. He looks to be making up into a nice hurler, and Donald McCain's horses are in excellent form, and Tom Verdosa could chase him home.
Okay, Salcelito Sunrise then, the selection for Richie in the 3:15. The 4:25 is the next race that he's picked out, and this is a Class 3 handicap hurdle over the extended 2 miles, six of them in the lineup for this one, and again quite a few coming into this in good form, I suppose. Just Cameron is a horse you probably know a little bit about.
Yeah, Just Cameron, a horse I've won a bumper on, I've won over hurdles on him in the past. He's a horse that's really strengthening up with age. He's going the right way. He's owned by Paul and Gene Chapman, trained by Phil Kirby, and he'll be rode by Brian Harding. He's running off a mark of 125 tomorrow, which he can win off that sort of a mark. He's a horse that likes to be rode very handy, or can make the running, whereas I think Perth is a front runner's track. So I think Brian Harding jumping out, being positive away in him, and I think he can find a bit more This horse, I think he's a bit more up his sleeve. He run a cracker there last time. James Reevey rode him, and he was just second best on the day. But I think in this race, it's not beyond him. I think he could win on the day, and I think with Brian Harding up, he'd be lacking not from the saddle, and I'd be expecting a big run from Just Cameron. I think he'll progress and turn into a nice chaser, one to keep an eye on for next year.
Okay, good stuff. So Josh Cameron there. Then if you were riding on board, Richie, who would you be looking out for in the race?
If I was riding Just Cameron, I'd just bounce out, be positive on him, and hopefully not see Manila Reception come by me. Nigel Twiston Davis's runner, he sent a long way up here. He was 7 lengths behind Whisper and Harry last time around Newbury in a 2 mile novice handicap. The ground is the only thing. He's gone on heavy ground. It's going to hopefully be good ground up there tomorrow, and hopefully he wouldn't be good enough to get by Just Cameron, but he'd be the horse giving me the biggest worries at the minute.
Okay, Josh Cameron then, the selection in the 4:25, and on to the 5 o'clock, we're going to finish this podcast with a handicap chase for the Scottish Memories Challenge Cup. It's a class 3 handicap chase over 3 miles, 10 of them in the lineup, so a nice each way shape to the race, and there's a few of them with a few question marks to answer here. Fiddler's Reel and Good Order and Rossini's Dance, to the likes of those, that they're all pretty disappointing last time, Richard.
Yeah, they were disappointing last time, but Fiddler's Reel is an interesting runner, although he unseated last time. I think Rhyme Mania takes a ride. He won the Grand National a couple of seasons back, but I think he's a jockey in form. If you put a line through, it's Fiddler's Reel unseating last time. Even though he's an 11-year-old, he's getting a little on in time. I think he can run a big race. So I think he'll be thereabouts.
Okay, Fiddler's Reel and will be there or thereabouts. What do you make of Lambra Lad, who's hit the crossbar on a couple of occasions, yeah. Just can't seem to get his head back in front?
Jamie Moore rode a treble at Plumpton during the week. Peter Bowman doesn't send him 500 plus miles, the length of the country, just for the day out. He's hit the crossbar 17 days ago again, but he can. You know, he's jumped right on his last few starts. I think that'll suit him around here if he's jumped out handy away down the paint. It was Foss Lass he was at last time, and it's a left-handed track. Well, his right-handed track is pert, so I think the track will suit him better. He's the same thing to overcome as well, the ground. He's run last run was on heavy ground. The better ground probably will suit him. He's a horse, he's hitting the crossbar a lot. He'll be thereabouts. Whether he'll quite get his head in front, I'm not sure. Pedgeon Island is a horse that's been around for years, a very good servant to Nigel Twiston Davis and Sam Twiston Davis. I'm sure Paddy Brennan won this horse a good few times around Cheltenham. He's knocking on the crossbar as well, and he shouldn't be too far away from his turn.
Okay, but are you siding with Fiddler's Reel in the end?
I am. I'm just a northern based horse. Rhyme Mania riding out of his skin. He should take all the beating, I think, and take nothing away from Oil Burner, the bottom horse of Woolly Amos's, and with Brian Harding, who's had his best season to date.
Okay then, that's Richie's selections, and let's just have a quick summary of them if you wouldn't mind spinning us through them one more time.
Yeah, we're going with Fiddler's Reel in the 5 o'clock, we're going with Salsalito Sunrise, and we're going with in the 16:25 Just Cameron.
Okay.
So looking forward to Perth, be watching on telly, and hopefully everyone up there has a good day.
Thank you very much, Richie. It's been a pleasure to speak to you again. Good luck with your recovery from injury, and good luck with your selections at Perth.
Thanks very much, Mark.
So there you go, the thoughts of Richie McGrath on Wednesday's racing. You'll hear it all on Racing Radio from 1:20 p.m. with Ross Briley, Craig Forsyth and Gareth Topham in the studio. There's this meeting at Perth on Wednesday afternoon with two flat meetings alongside it, Epsom and Catterick. And we'll finish there with two jumpers, one from Southall and one from Taunton. So plenty of racing to look forward to on Wednesday. Tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to the William Hill Racing Podcast, and enjoy Wednesday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.